Hello and welcome to Try It You Like It, the podcast where every guest try a food they hate one last time. I'm David Zwick and I'm here with my fellow taste bud, Winston Carter. Winston, how's it going today?
What's up, motherfucker?
Wow.
Jesus. The energy right now.
Wow. Know what I was thinking about?
Fucking slam down, baby.
Yeah. The winter slam.
Protect your neck.
This is the only sport that you and I do together.
Yeah, and it's thank God. And not only, it's never cooking, it's always drinks that don't involve knives.
Right.
Because I'd throw one at you. For sure. I'm coming for you, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I had to slice. I had to slice up one thing, and that's it. Otherwise, that's it. Knives stay in the sink.
Yeah.
And out of the drinks.
I mean, what's to stop you from breaking a bottle across each other's face?
I mean, we could.
I like the way we're thinking.
Yeah. Let's get into it. There's a lot of competitive energy because this is our second Slam Down episode. Mm-hmm. This July, Winston won the Summer Slam Down.
This is the first time I've ever had to defend a championship, and I'm really letting it get to my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just to, before we say what a Slam Down is and explain the rules for this winter iteration, we should introduce our guest for the episode. So joining us, we've got four venerable guests. We've got and say your name afterwards, just because like this is going to be a mess of an episode, so it might help to keep things clean at the top.
Yeah.
First off, Colin J. Morris. Tim Harold. You could also say like, hey, it's me. Whatever you want. And if Colin and Tim, if you want to take that again, that's fine too.
I thought this was a ploy to get into your secret vaults. So you all say your names.
I'm covered on voice activation.
Yeah.
Voice activation. We also have Rachel Retha Middleton.
Hi, I'm Rachel Retha Middleton. I'm 5'7". I'm based in Los Angeles.
And
social security number, please.
I already got the voice activation. And Luce Tomlin Brenner.
Hello, it's me, Luce Tomlin Brenner. Sounds like Beyonce. Yeah. We have a lot in common. Mm-hmm.
So different than our Summer Slam Down, we have no requirements on the ingredients for any of our drinks today.
Yeah.
We are temperature controlled. So this summer we had a wine drink, a beer drink, a liquor drink, and a wild card. Today it is a cold drink, a hot drink, a sneak drink, and a wild card. So we should say what a sneak drink is.
So sneak drink exists because at the holidays, you might be around your family members and some of them might not drink. But you might say, I need this to get through today. So you have to have a drink that is completely anonymous, that just slides in. That even if someone were to smell or taste your beverage, they might not know there's alcohol in it.
Oh.
Wow.
That's a sneak drink.
And a wild card's a wild card.
And a wild card, yes. We're losing our minds.
Do we have any other rules for ourselves during this, Winston?
We'll all be vegan drinks this time.
That's
a new thing. Yeah. But otherwise, I mean, my rule is to come at you 110% until I've destroyed you.
And my rule is to not make any terrible popsicle-based drinks.
So in
avoiding that, I think I'm good to go.
Perfect.
And I'm staying away from beer. We've got four or five different ways of drinking alcohol today in terms of just the liquors.
Vaporizing, mainlining.
Yeah.
That one's very dangerous.
Yeah, eight total different drinks. Mm-hmm. One sip is required, but drink what you like.
Yeah.
And we should say what the rating system is for both our judges and the folks at home keeping track.
So our rating system this time is a drunk uncle scale. So there are three drunk uncles for holiday cheer per drink, three drunk uncles for flavor, and four for the judge's discretion. So at the end of the day, 40% of the score you're given is how you feel about it.
Okay, so
I don't understand it at all.
Okay,
three
for cheer.
Huh? For holiday cheer, how holiday-ish is it?
Does it make sense to be drinking this
now?
So there's three different ratings we give per drink.
Yes.
Well, and then those amount to it
for
to
an out of 10 score. Yeah. So three of you have 10 total points per drink. Three are for holiday cheer. Three are for flavor, and four are for judge's discretion.
Yes.
Okay. Three holiday cheer.
And you can do discretion of like how the drink makes you feel, much you like the specific or don't like the specific host of the podcast who made it.
One of them to win or not is really the question. But no.
You can change scores at any time.
Yeah, that is something we've determined, is you can change scores at any point.
Yeah.
Love it. So if
you realize that a drink you gave a 9 is clearly a 5, adjust. If you realize a certain David going up against a certain Goliath needs a win, then you give that David the points that David needs.
Yep, that's it. That's
do we
happen.
Tell about our like discretion?
Yes,
yeah, we'll our talk opinion.
About it. So okay. We're gonna do these one by one. There's gonna be more breaks than usual on this episode. Yes. We're going to start with a sneak drink, just that makes the most sense with what we're serving up.
We're sneaking in to the competition
with a sneak drink. Mm-hmm. But before we take a break, is there anything else? How's everyone feeling before?
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm still hungover.
Perfect. Okay, great.
Get ready to ride that dragon again.
Are there any holiday drinks one would hope are being... We can't change at this point.
Yeah.
Twist and I are locked in. But are there any things you'd be hoping to drink?
You know, I really love... like a hot butter rum drink as sort of a hot option. I had a lot of that last year and it was really, really yummy. Mm. Really warmed my belly, my cockles.
I'm hoping for a nog. I want something that really sticks to the mustache.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking for that too, but maybe a non-traditional nog.
Okay. Mm.
Something a little different.
You know, I gotta experience some peppermint, or it just doesn't feel like the holiday season.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good. Very good.
Cool. 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 So
it's gonna be a fun time.
We're gonna take a quick break. Yeah. When we come back, we have round number one, sneak drink.
Round one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to sneak drink round one.
Round one. I assume we'll have the same sound as last time.
Yeah, we probably will. So let's talk about our two drinks, Winston.
Yeah, buddy.
So do you want to go first?
Yeah. So I made a not Dr. Pepper. This is a insane mixture of Coca-Cola, beer, and amaretto. And it ends up tasting very similar to a Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
It smells like one. It looks, it's a little lighter than a Dr. Pepper would be in the cup. But I think pretty close, and I love it.
So
I've served up two of them in McDonald's cups, as they should be.
Yeah, it's classy.
Winston, we used to make these in high school.
Yeah.
I have had this drink before. They're
what?
Very good.
Yeah, wow, it's a high school drink.
I'm a big fan of anything mixed with Coca-Cola,
mm-hmm.
and everyone knows that Kali Mocho's red wine and Cokes are my go-to drink.
Ooh.
I think this is delicious.
Nice.
Yeah. What'd you make, David?
I'm calling this one Luna Lovegood's specially ordered butter beer.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Ooh, there you go, Rachel.
Okay.
So is, I made a vegan butterscotch. I attempted two vegan butterscotches. Good balanced butterscotch does better for a vegan butterscotch than Miyoko's brand cultured vegan butter.
Yeah.
So I made a vegan butterscotch of vegan butter, brown sugar, and coconut milk, made a syrup out of that, and then made butter beer using that, about 3 bottles of IBC cream soda, more vegan butter, and then cashews for the thickness in the drink, and then topped with a coconut whipped cream and more vegan butterscotch. And my feeling on the sneakiness for this one is like, one, you can't smell alcohol on the nose.
Mm-mm.
There are probably 8 ounces of Sailor Jerry in this drink.
There's a lot.
Wow.
It tastes like there's alcohol in here.
Yes, but you can't smell it was the goal.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it's not served in a McDonald's cup, but that this is my attempt for sneak. And it's doubly sneaky because a butter beer is vegan.
Good job, David.
Thank
you
so much.
I think it's very tasty.
Thank you.
It's very, very good. I could drink 1 glass of this.
Yeah.
But I think that's where the 8 shots of Sailor Jerry
probably
comes in, because you just get it done quick.
What's the whipped cream on top?
It is Trader Joe's brand vegan coconut whipped cream.
Oh my God, I love it so much.
Yeah, it's vegan.
It's really good.
Nice.
It's one of those like canned ready whip style.
My ice is vegan as well in my drink.
Vegan ice?
Everyone.
That's
incredible.
Yeah,
pretty good.
This is the one when we found out Luce was vegan, switched to being a vegan drink, and I think this might be better than
what
I was going to do.
It's very sweet, but it's very good. It hits the, like, if I ordered butter beer at Universal, this is what I would expect it to taste like.
You might get a lot of sweet from me today,
yeah?
Just overall, judges.
Yeah, all right, that's fair.
I
didn't think that the Coca-Cola-based drink would be the less sweet one of this round. It is, and that's okay.
Yeah, this one's actually pretty refreshing.
Yeah, it's refreshing, and I like, because when I stuck my nose in it, I was like, is there beer in here? Mm-hmm. Like, I got a little smell of it.
There's a little bit. Yeah, so it's half beer.
It's so light.
This is about, if you were to drink a full one of these, it's like essentially like drinking a beer in a shot.
What kind of beer did you use?
Bud Light, baby.
Yeah.
That's really what you want to see on the holidays.
You ran away from the house, and you had to get somewhere walking distance to refill your stores.
Or there's, it's just whatever's in the fridge in the garage.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
So we should start going one by one on people's scores. So I'll start with you, Colin, for this round.
Yeah.
And we'll switch up on the rounds.
Okay. So judge's discretion for Winston's drink, the not Dr. Pepper, I gave it a 4.
Oh,
because it does take me back.
Yeah, good.
Nice. Sweet. And flavor and holiday cheer?
Flavor, I'm giving you a 2.
Flavor, 2 on flavor.
It needs more Amarillo, I think. Okay. It could be stronger. And then holiday cheer, I give it a 1 because it's not really on theme. But it's a good drink.
Yeah. And what about for the butterbeer?
Butterbeer received a perfect score.
Wow.
Winston left the room. He did not want
to hear that.
Getting in his car and driving away.
We'll keep it going, but I want you to say that out loud while he's in the room.
Colin J. Morris. A perfect one.
So, Tim, how'd you score these drinks?
Yeah. For Winston's, I gave a 1 on holiday cheer because it doesn't really speak holiday to me at all.
Yeah.
But flavor, I gave him a 2 because it's very refreshing and nice. I could see drinking a couple of these very sneakily. Discretion, I'm giving him 3 because I think as far as the challenge of this one being a sneaky drink, I think it really nails that. I don't think anyone would suspect this is a boozy drink.
That is fair. And for the butterbeer?
Yeah. 3 for holiday cheer, very on the nose for holiday. Flavor, another 3, although almost a 2 just because it's a little sweet for my taste.
That's
fair. So, and for judge's discretion, I gave it 1 because I think to me it doesn't seem like a sneak drink. And it's a little too sweet, so I took the point off there.
That's fair. Colin, what score did you give this?
I give the butterbeer a perfect score.
Yeah, Winston's back in the room.
And he's gone. No,
I can change that at any point.
Yeah.
And you know what? I would like it. Yeah. I would say this.
Keep drinking. We'll see where you land.
I think it should be piping hot. I don't know if I'm going to finish this one.
That's fair. And then, Rachel, how do you score them?
Winston, please stay because I scored your not Dr. Pepper perfectly.
Yay!
I think it's
back in the game.
Yeah. I think it's a 3 on cheer because it is sneaky. I would drink so many of these at a holiday party. I also think just beer, Coke, it's American. It's the holidays.
Turnover garbage.
3 on flavor because it's refreshing, and I'm a fan of a mixed beer drink. Like I love a shandy. I'm a fan of like a soda with a beer. Mm. And my personal discretion for not nostalgia purposes, but just like this is a drink I would fuck with, and I'm glad that you've introduced me to it. I feel like you've enriched my life by bringing this drink to me.
I wanted to mention, it's worth noting, you can heat this up and make a hot Dr. Pepper, which is a wintertime classic in the South.
Yep, I'm familiar with that.
Just saying, you can do that.
Mm-hmm. And how do you score the butterbeer?
It's gross.
I also, by the way, I'm one of the people with the McDonald's cup, and that really pushed it over the edge for me.
Yeah.
The butterbeer, 3 on cheer. Wow, what a holiday drink. Mm-hmm. And it ticks my box of wanting like a hot butter something. I guess it is a hot butter rum with just some creaminess. 3 on flavor, because it's delicious. My discretion is 3 because it is not sneaky, but it is, wow, it's yummy.
Okay.
So you're very close behind. I'm sorry, Winston. I know you were very excited.
Right. Yeah.
I really enjoyed. I just got to the cashew layer at the bottom.
Yeah.
It's good. That's really good.
I would strain that in a future version of this.
And serve it up as a little app with it.
Yes. As dried off and dusted, and you have caramelized cashew bits.
That's great.
Luce, how are your scores?
All right. So for the not Dr. Pepper, I'm sorry, Winston, I gave it a 0 on holiday cheer.
First first zero. And again, zero's allowed.
Oh.
It changes everything.
If a certain Colin or Tim wanted to maybe make their holiday cheer a zero instead of one, I wouldn't be upset.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you're allowed to.
I'm sorry, I just went right to the bottom.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel holiday-y for
That's
me.
Fair.
I gave it a 1 on the flavor, but this is very specifically not for me.
Okay.
So I think that that's the issue. I did not grow up with pop. I wasn't allowed to drink pop or soda if you're from not the Midwest.
Yeah.
And I really don't like Bud Light. So it just was like two flavors that I already didn't like.
Okay.
But the amaretto I love. Mm-hmm. And I think that that bumped it up to a 1 on flavor.
Yeah, that's a pure 1 out of 3. And for discretion?
I gave it a 2 because it is sneaky. Right.
Yeah.
It's very sneaky.
It
I
is
like
sneaky.
That part a lot. I thought that that was great, but then I withheld the other 2 because it has a very strong beer aftertaste that's truly not for me. But it's cold, so that is like winter. Very cold.
Yeah. All right. And how do you score the butterbeer?
I gave the butterbeer a perfect score.
Oh my God.
It's truly not personal.
Feels personal.
For you two. You guys didn't tell me how hard it would be to look you guys in the eyes as we were doing that. I feel like you shouldn't tell us who made what. Okay, I just think this is full on holiday cheer. It's very warm. It reminds me of Harry Potter because you already put that in my head by calling it a butterbeer. The flavor is. Oh, boy, is it good. I love that flavor. I had a great deal of it before I realized that these were alcoholic drinks, and I already feel a little drunk. So that's a plus because I think I've only drank like a third of it, and I already feel like slightly wasted. And then 4, I gave
we're
it
looking
a
ahead to
4.
A good slam down.
Yeah. I gave it a 4 for my discretion. I think it's secret because I think this you could have this could be a morning bevy with all of your family around, and you could just say you could just say it came from like Starbucks. It looks like a Starbucks coffee drink. So everyone else is having coffee. You're getting slammed. It seems like a great choice. I am vegan. I love the whipped cream. I sucked that all off first thing. And now I'm enjoying it melting down into it. And I like it feels nice on my cold paws. So I'm perpetually freezing on the tips of my fingers.
Well, thank you all the judges for your first round.
I will say that Winston crushed his. And I didn't get to share our secret.
You had some of this.
I had a little bit. I snuck some of Tim's as well. Okay, it's really good.
Yeah, it's good.
I feel the opposite of Luce. It's like made for me.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it, Winston. Thanks. Very much.
So we got both of us got perfect scores in round 1. Yeah. That didn't happen last time.
No.
That's
no.
very
wow.
exciting. I mean, Winston, I think got perfect scores on your corn whiskey drink.
My corn whiskey drink.
But that's one of the best drinks I've ever had.
Yeah, it's a good drink.
So after round 1, we're looking at out of a possible 40, Winston sits at 26 out of 40 and David at 36 out of 40.
Whoa.
I didn't call
a 10-point difference.
Oh no, that was my fault.
That's all right.
It's okay.
It's a 10-point difference. I can come back from that.
And points can change at any time.
Yeah.
I mean,
do feel bad.
I changed my mind. Love Bud Light.
We had 1 cold and 1 hot drink in round 1. Moving up next, we're keeping things warm. Round 2 is hot drinks.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come right back, hot drinks.
Round 2.
Welcome to round 2, hot drinks. So, Winston, you went first last round. I'll go first this round. So, I'll describe what I made, which was a gingerbread hot toddy. I don't have a fun, whimsical name for this besides that right now. But
it's very good, David.
It is made from a gingerbread syrup, which is on the table, made from molasses. Damn. Nutmeg, clove, ginger, cinnamon, boiled together, make a strong cinnamon, and then boiled some lemon water. And then the liquor in this one is Maker's Mark, so bourbon. With additional lemon peel juicing if you want it, and we put extra syrup on the table if it's not gingerbready enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gingerbread hot toddy.
It's good.
Winston, what do you have on the table?
Pina colada. Whoa. That's it. This is a pinag colada.
Oh, pinag colada.
A non-traditional nut?
Yeah, this is an eggnog pinag colada.
God, there you go.
Tim, this is for you.
Yeah.
So this is made with basically vanilla almond milk and coconut milk reduced. Then sugar and nutmeg added to it. And then we've got, it's got pineapple rum in it.
Yeah, plantation pineapple rum.
Plantation pineapple rum.
Hoo boy.
Yeah. It's very thick. It's a little thicker than I planned on it being.
So I've never had a nog before.
Okay.
Is this, are nogs traditionally this thick?
They can be very thick. Yeah. No, oh, no. If you get a $4 bottle of nog, they can be really thick. Okay. They're not necessarily this sweet. This is a little sweeter than a traditional nog.
Yeah.
I don't think it's been rare to have a beverage be thick. Like a cake.
Yeah.
I'm like really biting into this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, cake-like is a good adjective.
It's like a
but
hot
it's delicious.
Milkshake.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Would someone like, besides Colin, want to kick things off when you feel ready to make your judgments?
Well, I could go first.
Tim will go first.
Wow.
Which one are you scoring first?
I'm just going to wrap them both up in a perfect for me on everything.
For both?
For both.
Wow.
I'll say the hot toddy, the gingerbread hot toddy is just delicious. It's warm. Can taste the bourbon in it. Yeah. It's a little tart, a little sweet. It's perfect. I love a good toddy. Yeah, and then the nog is everything I like in an eggnog.
Yeah?
Yeah. It is a little on the sweet side, so it was riding that for me. I think I could have like one of these.
And I forgot there's no egg in here.
Huh.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're especially as a vegan nog, it's great. And yeah, they're both very holiday cheer and hit all my check boxes. So good job, guys.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, thank you.
I will say I'm going to change my score from last round.
Oh,
give an extra judge's discretion to Winston's drink because I drank all of it and it was very good.
Cool. We should have done this at the top of the round. Does anyone have any scoring adjustments from round one, and in future rounds we'll do all rounds inclusive.
And while you guys think about it, I will just say I need this.
I hear you. I wish I could, dude, but I gave you four on judges' discretion already, and there's no room on the holiday or the flavor for me. I'm sorry.
Totally fine. No, so to return to last round, we are looking at a 36-27.
All right, hey, moving on. One at a time.
Yeah.
Anyone ready to go next?
I'll go. For the pinog colada, I give it a 3 on flavor. I think that's really cool that the pineapple element of it is really interesting. Definitely not something I would think to put with nog, I guess, but it goes so well. It's really delightful. So that's 3. Oh, wait, I think I'm a little drunk now. No, hold on. I said three for cheer.
You said three for flavor.
I meant 3 for cheer because I like the twist on the traditional. And I think that's cheer. That's cheery for me.
Yeah. Okay. How do you feel about flavor?
I'm going to say 2 on flavor just because of also the sweetness a little bit. I love a nog. I do love a nog. But yeah, this is quite sweet. 3 on discretion just because, again, I'm a fan of the twist. And I would drink one of these.
So that's a total 8 for you on the Winston's pina colada.
Yeah. And you're not too far behind, David. I give you a total of 7. 3 for cheer because this is very holiday. I always have a toddy when I'm around Thanksgiving, especially in like a cold when I go to Boston. 2 on flavor because it's great, but I'm not a fan of bourbon, which shouldn't matter, but
it's judging.
Yeah. but I do like it in this case, but it does. It's very like a drink I would have if I were sick, I guess, is my thing.
Okay. And so it's got a medicinal quality.
It's got a medicinal quality. Yeah. And then my discretion on the toddy is a 2 just because I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't choose to drink this unless I was maybe under the weather because it's cold outside. I know. Tim is heavily shaking his head.
I'm a toddy guy all around.
I'm just more, the nog is a little more my speed.
That's totally fine. Luce, can I go to you next?
Yes. Okay. So for the nog, I'm going to go with a 2 on holiday cheer.
Okay.
In that it is very holiday-y. It reminds me of cookies. And I've never had a nog before, so this is my first nog. I will go down to a 1 for flavor, only because I don't love to chew a beverage.
Okay.
It feels strange to me. I do like the sweetness of it, but I don't think the pineapple works.
Okay.
It's also possible that at this point the nutmeg has rehydrated.
It has for sure thickened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how are you on discretion, Luce?
I gave it a 1. I don't think it's totally for me, but I do think it's really clever.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. An improvement from a 3 to a 4 from Luce from last round, Winston.
Yeah.
So I think maybe if you can, tailor your next 2 drinks towards Luce.
Yeah.
And then how did you score the toddy?
So I gave it a 1 for holiday cheer. It doesn't feel 100% holiday-y, but it is very warm. So that seems good for the snow.
It's my first non-3 in holiday cheer.
I also gave it a 1 for the flavor. I don't like bourbon either. I'm actually historically don't like hot toddies. But I do.
Tim is losing his mind.
This one tastes better than regular. Like, I normally hate hot toddies, and this is the best hot toddy I've ever had.
Okay.
That's good.
That gingerbread syrup
is very
good. It's
better than a 0.
Good.
I will take it.
And then I gave it a 0 for discretion.
Wow.
Maybe you should tailor your drinks, David.
Luce is proving to be the toughest judge.
Wow. So okay.
Sorry, Simon.
She's the prue of the table.
Yeah. I'm like, I love everything you guys are doing.
Winston, you got a 4 and I got
so
a 2.
So proud of you.
Yeah.
Colin, let's see where you leave us for the end of round 2.
Well, so first of all, you guys, holiday cheer, you both get a 3.
Oh, all right.
They're both insanely on theme. I love it. Winston, your nog for flavor and judge's discretion, I gave a 1 for each of those.
Wow.
I just don't care for it. I kind of agree with what was said earlier. Like, the pineapple it jars me more than it intrigues me.
That's fair.
And the consistency of it, like, it could be, you know,
it needs to be
8 degrees hotter and, you know, half as thick.
Fair.
And then hot toddy is one of my favorite drinks ever.
Son of a bitch.
But when I'm at the bar, I order them without honey because I just like bourbon and hot water and lemon. Mm. So this one is a little too sweet for me. But as far as drinkability and overall dislike, I wanted to separate it from the nog a little bit because I do think it is a better drink. So I gave that a 2 for flavor and judge's discretion.
Okay. 2 in both those categories?
2 in both the categories.
Okay.
Yeah. So a total of 7. 7. Yeah.
So I got a 7 in there and you got a 5, Winston. Winston, talk about how your feelings on the round after this while I tally up the scores.
Guys, we're one round at a time, you know? Like, we're all going to get there.
What?
This day has to end. No, I'm feeling good. I'm honestly, I agree on many of the criticisms of my drink, and that's okay. And that's fine.
What was the inspiration to do a hot nog?
I was trying for a hot pina colada, and then I was like naturally adding nutmeg, and I went, this is just eggnog pina colada.
It's just, I'm very happy about. I like that I didn't think about that because nog is traditionally cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think about that either.
Yeah, but that I kind of like that. I think you've done a good job subverting all of the expectations that we have for holiday drinks.
Yeah, Winston, really,
I'm in your corner.
I'm the David Blaine of this conversation.
What?
Is this your car? No.
So, Winston, you scored. You won round 2 by 1 point, 27-26.
Oh, wow.
Which brings our totals now to, I have 62, you have 54.
Closing
so you
that
cut,
gap.
Close
2 points on the lead.
Closing
in that round.
Closing that gap.
I think it's getting hot in the room
after
this round. I think it's time that we cool off and head to round 3, which is cold holiday drinks. Could be a wild card. It's not a season for cold drinks. But it's not the true wild card round. That comes last.
Yeah.
Oh.
Great.
Good tease.
We'll see you in round three.
Round three.
Welcome to round three, cold drinks. Thanks for sticking around this far, everyone. I know this is an episode of mostly numbers for you, but it's very exciting for us. So, yeah. Winston, what's your drink this round?
This is an apple cider sangria, guys.
Wow.
Yeah. It is white wine, like it's Pinot Grigio, apple cider, a little bit of Fireball, and a tiny touch of bourbon for cinnamon. And then it got topped off with a little bit of ginger ale. Mm. Ideally, it'd have more ginger ale. I should have poured the whole ginger ale in there for bubbles to disperse, but even then, it wasn't a very bubbly one. So, yeah, it's very simple. I like it a lot. Teach their own.
Great.
Wait, what do you call it?
It's apple cider sangria.
Okay.
And mine's called Mr. Grinch. You may be
Jesus Christ.
a triple-decker sauerkraut sandwich with arsenic sauce, but your breath, it's minty fresh.
Wow.
I'm just going to call that Mr. Grinch fresh breath.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the here's looking
He's
at
so
you.
So hard to
drinking.
Fit on a menu.
Yeah. It's, hey, Mr. Grinch, you might be a triple decker sauerkraut sandwich with arsenic sauce, but it is Prosecco and peppermint schnapps topped with a candy cane and added sugar just because that helps make it palatable.
It is, it's intense.
You have to like mint. If you don't like mint, you're not going to like this. Mm-hmm. And I don't like Prosecco, but I would drink this because I'm that much of a mint fan.
Mm. This is my favorite round, guys.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, Luce, do you want to kick off the judging? Or do you
need
time?
I feel like I need a second
to take in this round.
I just want it to be a fair judge and not to just wildly give perfect score across the board. Because that's not me. Okay?
I feel called out.
Yeah, that's some of us at the table.
Rachel, can you go first?
I can go first.
Great. Luce, round four, you're going first. Just a quick heads up.
Okay, fine.
Great. So, Rachel, what are your scores?
Okay, so this time I'm going to start with scoring yours, David.
That's fine.
Which I'm calling the MGFB, Mr. Grinch Fresh Breath.
Yeah.
Also working on Steven Spielberg.
I gave this a 3 for cheer just because on looks alone, I'm transported to Whoville.
I'm singing Jingle Bell Rock.
Santa Baby, all of that. I love it. For flavor, I'm giving it a 1 because... It's a lot, David. It's a lot.
I know.
I do like mint. I do like Prosecco. I appreciate this very much, but it is like a novelty drink that maybe a shot. I don't know. It's just very.
I'm wondering whether I might have been better off doing like a mint simple syrup instead of creme de menthe. Yeah. But
the creme de menthe is good. But
it's so much.
It's a lot. And my discretionary points, I'm giving you 2 because I really appreciate your creativity, but this missed the mark for me, bro. Sorry.
Okay. Winston scores then.
Winston, a 2 for cheer only because I think this is a year-round drink.
Okay.
Again, you're really speaking my language over here. I give it perfect scores for flavor and discretion.
Oh, wow.
I think this is... delightful. I really appreciate the sangria, but it's also, this could have been your sneak drink because it does look like cider and it does kind of taste like, you know, that's the cider part of it is masking the alcohol part in a really delightful way. It's refreshing. I'm a fan.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Who's ready with their scores?
I'm ready now.
All right, Lucy, what are we doing?
Winston, I'm going to let you set that drink down before I tell you. This got a perfect score from me. I fucking love this drink. I love this drink so much. I want you to bottle some up for me to take home with me. Listen, I agree with Rachel that I would drink this all year long, all day long, all lifelong.
Whoa.
Okay? Not only that, though, it is Christmassy. Just because it's good all the time doesn't mean it's not Christmassy. Yeah. Cider, first of all, you start drinking cider in September and you don't stop.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
You blow up December with cider. The bubbliness also, I think, is very New Year's Eve, which I think would be a very fun New Year's drink, which is also part of the holiday season. Let me just do You know what? I also feel like this is not based in anything, but I taste a little pear in there.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know what combines to make it pear-like.
There is a version of this. Like, so this did start with a recipe, and then I adjusted things.
Interesting.
In the recipe, you're supposed to have sliced apples and pears in it. I did none of that. Like a sangria, like a bunch of fruit.
I love that.
I should have done that. I did not do that.
Well, then I'd just have to turn it up to 11.
No, okay. All right. I thought you were going to take
that
away.
That's not allowed.
I adjusted to take points away. Oh, yeah. So the flavor, obviously, I think it is perfect. This is exactly what I didn't know that I needed in a drink.
Many nights. How about...
And then discretion. Listen, I've been very hard on Winston, and I just want to share that...
Yeah, you've gone from a 3 to a 4 to a 10.
Yeah,
I just think that this shows that I'm taking this very seriously.
Yes,
when you give me power, wield it appropriately.
The one I felt the strongest about of everything I served. I was like, I know this is good.
And then, of course, discretion is a 4 because it really just feels like you went into my brain and popped out the perfect drink.
That's right. Thank you.
Yeah. So thank you.
Thank you. Now for David.
David, you know what? This is not going to be hard for you either. I did really like this drink, too.
Yeah,
I liked it. Genuine look of surprise.
I think I was so hurt by a 6, my lowest score so far. That
was that me on the last one?
No, 2. I forgot about the 2. I've already blocked out the 2, but Rachel gave me a 6 this round. So what are the scores, Luce?
Holiday cheer, of course. This is singing Jingle Bell Rock on its own. Absolutely a 3. Flavor, I don't think it's bad. I think it is a lot, but what is a lot not a good thing? My motto has always been more is more. Yeah. And if you're going to drink on the holidays and really get blasted, why not do it with something that's absolutely literally insane looking? Like, it'll match the ugliest Christmas sweater that you have, and it'll bump up your mood if you're not psyched to be with your family. And then,
so what's the score?
I am giving that one a 2.
Okay.
Only because I think I could only do 1.
That's fair.
It's a specialty drink, and I love Rachel's idea of it being a shot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. With oh my God. Okay, so this has a little candy cane in it, but how cute would it be with a little peppermint?
Candy cane shot glass.
Or candy cane shot. Oh, yeah.
Is a candy cane shot glass a thing?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh.
It's a candy shot glass. It's made of peppermint candy cane.
I wish I had known about that.
Well, taking points off for you.
No, take that 11 you're going to give Winston. Maybe shove it over here. Take the 1 from the 11, give it to me. What's your discretion?
Continue your scoring as whatever you want to do.
And I'm going to give you a 4 on discretion because I think it's really clever and fun. And I love a drink that's fun to look at.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you so much.
It'd look great on anybody's table.
Tim or Colin?
Yeah. I'll start. I'll start with Winston's. I gave it a 2 for holiday cheer.
Okay.
I think... I wanted to give it a 3 and I wanted to love it, but for me it's not Christmassy enough. Like, I want a little bit more of the cinnamon whiskey, maybe, or
a little more
fireball.
Of that.
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking more mulled cider, like when I first took a sip, but that's also just a personal thing.
Yeah,
more,
I mean, Tim is wrong. Yeah. That's really
Christmas in Seville. That's kind of how I'm going.
Yeah. And flavor, I gave it a 2, pretty much for the same reason, just because I think it's like, as a summer or fall in LA, I guess, drink, I would love it. I think it would get a 3 in that, but still I have the same complaint. Okay. But 3 for judges' discretion.
All right, I'll take that. Thank you.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked the idea. It just missed the mark for me a little bit.
Okay.
And for David's, I gave 3 for holiday cheer because it's... bright green, fizzy, and has a candy cane in it. Flavor, I only gave it a 1 because it's just far too much for me.
That's okay.
The mint is a lot. And then I gave 2 for discretion just because it missed the mark for me on flavor, and it's hard to drink, but I guess that pretty much sums it up. Not
Colin,
my favorite.
Colin, come in here.
David, so I give you a 2 for holiday cheer. It is, so it's green and it's got a peppermint in it, but it feels like kind of like presentation wise to me it seems inauthentic. It's more of a frat party thing.
Whoa.
Inauthentic. You could ever say to somebody.
That's just what I'm getting from
Damn.
It. So I gave it, because technically it is like Christmas theme, I give it a 2 instead of a 1.
Whoa.
Flavor, I did give it a 2. I initially when I tasted it, I was like straight up mouthwash, but as
it
was
on you.
The candy cane melted more as time went on, and that made it sweeter, so a little more palatable. And then judge's discretion, just a 1, because I just don't enjoy it. I'm sorry.
I also want to make a comment. I burped.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful. thanks to
Is
your
that
drink.
Do you add a point to that, to a Christmassy burp?
Does that bump a 2 to a 3?
No.
For discretion. Colin, how do you score Winston?
Holiday cheer, I give it a 2.
Okay.
The cider, I mean, cider is super holiday to me. I actually love that this is cold. Mm-hmm. Like a cold cider, you never really get that, like sometimes in the summer or something like that. So I'm very excited by that. Really enjoyed it. Flavor, 3 out of 3. Super, super good. I almost wish you didn't introduce the ginger ale
okay,
at the table.
Fair.
Because it wasn't bubbly at all.
Okay.
But it doesn't need to be.
That's right. Fair.
It could just be still drink, and it's really, really good. And then judge's discretion. I loved it. Gave it a 4.
Yeah.
It's just super drinkable.
Whoa,
I could drink 3 more.
This is the round.
Yeah.
That's...
I just want to say, I'm psyched on cold drinks at Christmas. If you're at a party that's filled with people, like bodies, it's too damn hot.
Yeah.
You don't want a hot drink in a room filled with people.
I mean, honestly, I go to my good old gin and tonic when I'm with family, just because it's easy to drink and cold.
That's almost Christmassy. A gin
and
tonic.
Gin has a good, it's very,
firmly believe anything from Europe we assume is Christmassy. I'm like, yeah, that counts.
Yeah.
Also, all beers. Yeah.
It is a very like British drink. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Maybe it's because the Tanqueray bottle looks like a Christmas tree.
Right.
Is that what I'm thinking of?
Yeah, and the little like Beefeater guy is very.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was Santa Claus for the longest time.
Are we ready for our scores? Santa.
David, I wanna talk about your drink for a minute.
Okay.
Aww.
I think it's really good.
Sure.
It's not my thing.
Yeah.
I think there's 2 ways for it to
I think
go.
It's fixable.
Yeah, here's the 2 ways.
Yeah.
It either needs twice as much Prosecco.
Probably.
Like, really, really even out the mint and, like, hit more with, like, that bubbly kind of acidic wine taste. Or go the other way. And I imagine this, like, if you took creme de menthe, like, some of this and added a dash of Fernet or something to make it almost a digestif.
Yeah.
I really could see liking it. Because it's got the sweetness that those don't have.
Yeah.
And it tastes like that. It's got that medicinal quality. That
I wanted this to be the first round because I knew this was going to be the worst drink I served up.
Yeah.
That
but it grows
said,
on you. This grows on you.
Yeah.
That said, it is tied with my... Oddly.
What?
And this might speak to maybe adjusting scores going into round 4. This tied the gingerbread toddy. This was 1 point less than Winston's hot drink from last round. The peppermint scored a 26.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you want to bump up hot scores from round
you
2.
Can't, no, let's not. Let's let them decide. What are our scores?
I scored a 26, same as last round.
What did I score on
You this? Scored a 35.
Wow.
Our second highest total on the day.
Very good.
By 1 point.
Right,
1 point behind the butterbeer.
Fair.
Wow.
So that means our totals going into round 4, the final round, Winston has a 99 and I have a 98.
Oh my God. I'd like to credit my enthusiasm.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So you guys really need me going into this last round.
So. Yeah. Now I can lose it all.
Wow.
Before we go into the last round, we've gotten a surprise nog. We've had butter beers. Winston, how are you feeling about your wild card before we start?
I'm honestly very nervous about it.
Okay.
I'm excited. I know like the concept of what I'm doing is really cool and good. This is a like the implementation of this I made up today.
Yeah.
So let's see how it goes.
This round, the vegan butterbeer was like me borrowing from the internet and then like making my own butterscotch and doing it that way. Mm-hmm. So that was like it was like a half riff. There was nothing for what I'm serving up round 4. And I also said, I mean, conceptually, it's a thing that exists, mm-hmm. but never done this way.
Exciting.
And I told you you would be mad at me, Winston, yeah. prior to the show.
I'm excited about it.
I think you're going to be mad that you didn't think of this.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the final round, the wild card.
Round 4.
And, well, we've made it. Welcome to round 4, the wild card.
Mm-hmm.
So, Winston, do you want to go first this round? You went first last round.
Yeah, you go first.
I'll go first this round.
Winston is so nervous.
I'm very nervous.
I made something I knew Winston would be mad at me for making. Yep. If I lose today, I just will
you
feel
win a
good
moral victory
that
already.
I have come up with something that he should have thought of. This is a mulled Kalimocho, so it's a mulled wine Kalimocho, and I took last night 6 Mexican Cokes and boiled down them to about like half of one Coke, and that's the sweetener.
Wow.
And then I added more additional Coke for bubbles for tasting it today. It's a mulled wine Kalimocho.
Yeah, then, I was like, wow. I was like, yeah.
I was like, how did you get that flavor? How did that even happen?
David, it's excellent.
Yeah, and then Winston, what did you make?
So this is a boozy Mexican hot chocolate, guys. Made with a vegan version, so it's made with vanilla sweetened almond milk instead of traditional cream. And just so it's really like sugar, almond milk, cocoa powder, and then Fireball.
Wow.
Well, Fireball again.
Fireball is the only booze.
It's definitely in there, but I was like, oh, it's super cinnamony and sweet, so I'll lessen the sweetness in this. And that's what we got.
Wow.
There's and the mulled wine Kalimocho was boiled with like clove and cinnamon, and then I added like orange and a cinnamon stick.
It's a great idea. It's an upsettingly great idea.
There's nothing on the internet for it.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's so good. But I mean, it's already all you've done is make a hot version of my favorite drink.
Mm. Yeah.
It's really good, man.
But it wasn't on the internet.
Yeah, that's good.
Luce, can you score first? Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Holiday cheer. I'm going to go with a three for Winston.
Oh, yay!
Yeah. I mean, it's a hot chocolate. Nothing is more Christmassy than a hot chocolate.
Let the good times roll.
Winston is sipping his out of a bowl, which I'm wondering if that's
brownie batter.
It tastes about the same.
I love it. It's so chocolatey.
It is very chocolatey.
I love how chocolatey it is. I'm giving the flavor a 2 only because the Fireball aftertaste is like a little strong for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I love it. I think I would love this maybe without alcohol.
Okay, that's fair. That's
fair. But I do like that it tastes good in the beginning. The after effect isn't as much. And then I'm going to go with a full 4 on the discretion.
Woo!
Because I really like it.
Thank you.
Like it a lot. I
feel good about this.
I'm going to finish it. I'm going to drink all of this.
All right.
And then
here we go.
All right. So I'm not a mulled wine person. I traditionally don't like mulled wine.
Well, that affects flavor, but perhaps not holiday cheer.
I don't know. Is Coca-Cola very holiday? I guess it is, actually.
Yeah.
I'm thinking polar bear commercials.
Bears.
Yeah.
Shit.
I do think that this is holiday-y. I think I'm going to give it a 3 on the holiday cheer. I do like the little cinnamon sticks in it. Flavor, I'm going to... I'm going to give it a 1 on the flavor.
Oof. Oof.
I think it tastes like Axe body spray warmed up.
And that's after the mint, the mouthwash
cooled
down last round?
I love the mint. I'm still drinking it.
Wow. And then where are you at for discretion? Keep in mind, like, you could report points for ingenuity, inventiveness.
It not being on the
internet. Yeah, I do think it's very inventive. I'm going to give you a 3 on that because I do think it looks nice. I can tell everybody else likes it. It is inventive. I think you put a lot of work into it. And I'm going to sip it a little bit more because I technically like it a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it does very much taste like I'm going to get sick and have to call poison control.
Wow.
There's a viscosity thing going on there that is surprising to me with mulled wine.
Yeah. Well, it's because of the Coke syrup.
It's very thick.
And I also reduced down more than I probably would have wanted, but it is what I'm serving up. Maybe a little bit of water could have helped, but it's what I put on the table.
Who wants to go next?
Who does want to go next? And I'll say each where we're at right now.
Oh my God.
I'm at 105 and Winston's at 108. going into the next judging.
Okay.
Well, can anyone throw some drama into it with their scores?
I think I can make this more dramatic.
Colin's coming up.
Can you, Colin? You have to see me later in life.
We hang out all the time.
We
like
all are
going to
see each other later.
So for the Mexican hot chocolate, I'm going to give it a 2 out of 3 for holiday cheer.
Okay.
It needs a garnish.
I've been garnish lacking on all of this.
Yeah.
I'm aware.
Throw like a green and red marshmallow on top.
Oh, that would have been smart.
A sprig of holly, anything.
A sprig of holly would be so cute. Why did you get holly?
Fair enough.
It needs something because like you were saying, hot chocolate, boom, right on the money. It's
absolutely
right there. It was so close. You just need to take that extra step.
But when do you eat hot chocolate? Now I'm getting argumentative.
No, I
appreciate it. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I think the chocolate and the fireball just maybe isn't for me.
Okay, that's fair.
It was a personal thing. It's so, so flavorable. I had it marked as a 1, but I'm kicking it up to a 2.
Oh, all right. Thank
because
you.
If it's just a personal preference thing, because there's so much flavor.
That
really
is the drama
that
I asked for.
Yeah.
And where are you at with discretion?
Discretion, I'm giving it a 3 out of 4.
Oh, thank you.
Because I think it is a well-crafted drink. Again, a little too thick, though.
Real man, I thinned it out. Yeah, yeah. I'm a thick drink boy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I am.
This isn't as thick as the knot.
It's definitely not as thick as the knot.
No, I didn't need a knife and fork for this.
Yes. And then where are you at with the mulled wine Calimocho?
It's a perfect 10.
Wow.
I love it. The nose is amazing. I hate mulled wine and I hate Calimocho and I love this drink. I'm super impressed. The cinnamon and the orange are just like, it's gorgeous. You could definitely drink this at a holiday themed party and look classy
as
shit.
It's very good for a
David's losing his mind right now.
I'm having trouble processing all this.
I'm losing my mind because after those scores of a 10 versus a 7, we're at a 115 to 115 going into the final two judgments. If you've got scores to change them now.
Oh my God.
So much pressure on Rachel and Tim.
No, I know. I feel
nervous. We could still change our score.
Yeah,
true. Exactly. To just make Winston win.
Anything's possible at the slam down.
Yeah.
But let's get initial judges' scores, knowing that going in. And if things change, maybe this is the time where Luce and Colin look over their scores, see if something shifts.
That could be negative for you. I feel like you think any changes are in your favor.
I'm pretty sure they're not. But I just like the dramatic energy happening at the table. So Tim or Rachel, are either of you ready with your final judgments for the wild card round?
Sure.
Oh, shit.
For Winston's.
Okay.
Definitely a 3.
All right.
Holiday.
Cool.
Felt very holiday-y to me.
It feels like I'm at the top of a wave and I'm
about to it reminds me of like, I'm from outside of Boston and a cold winter. It's like a great drink for that. I could be like coming in off of shoveling snow and just feel nice and warm. For flavor, I give it a 2 because I think there's a lot going on in it, which I liked, but I think the cinnamon whiskey was a little too much. Which I know last round
fair.
I was like more cinnamon whiskey, but I was wrong.
Maybe you changed the score on the last one.
For discretion, I'm given a 3.
Okay, I'll take that.
I think it was a great idea and well executed. I think missed a little bit on the flavor, but I liked it.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Mulled wine Calimocho?
Yeah. So.
We keep doing this.
I'm going to go real slow so that you feel it, Winston. For holiday cheer, I gave it a 3 as well. I think it really nails mulled wine, but yet it's super inventive and something very different from what I'm used to in mulled wine. Flavor, I gave it a 3. I think it's sweet. It's sweet. It's flavorful. It tastes like a mulled wine, but also tastes totally different. You can really taste the Coca-Cola. Yep.
Calimochas are pretty delicious. It's almost like someone here has been, a real evangelist for them for the past couple of years. I don't know.
And when the time came to use that evangelical energy, messed up.
I'm the man who made the man.
Yeah. He's the muse.
No, it's a great track.
And on discretion, I'm going to give it a 3.
Right.
So, again, I mean, the only reason I didn't give it a 4 is just it's a little bit sugary for me, even though it's weird, though. It's not too sweet. Mm. It's right on the edge of what I like, but I think I'd still only drink one of these.
It needs the driest red wine you can find.
Yeah. I think that would make
and
it
I
more
tried,
drinkable.
But I didn't get dry enough. Yeah. So going in, so that's a 9 versus 7. It's 124 to 122 going into Rachel's judgments.
I'm down, right?
You are down
cool.
by 2 points.
Classic comeback story.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah!
Showing her hand already.
Let's do it.
That's okay.
It.
I'm going to make some edits after this.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I will start with the hot chocolate.
Oh
Winston.
Shit! That's a bad sign, guys.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember the Titans did end like this. No, go ahead.
Who am I in this? Remember the Titans.
The racist other football team. yeah. Go ahead.
Oh shit. Okay, I'm giving it a 2 for cheer.
Okay.
1 for flavor. I'm sorry.
Right.
It's
not
the
your thing.
It's the Fireball.
Yeah. I tried to get Jack Daniel's Tennessee Fire, which is a much better version of this, and they didn't have it at the liquor store I went to. So I
Do
blame
want,
Koreatown liquor stores.
Well,
no, but go ahead.
You know, we only can work with what we have. You know what I mean?
Yep. I should have made my own.
And it's real strong. Mm-hmm. I think the chocolate I don't know if the chocolate isn't strong enough or what. It's just a very. I'm getting that like Fireball.
Was it cocoa
super
powder?
Hard.
Yeah.
You might have
yeah.
been better off with like a melting chocolate.
Yeah.
Wow. But you know what?
What's your discretion?
4, because I like drama.
Thank
okay.
You.
And it's the Kalimocho. Do you say the T in it or you don't?
You can say, I've only heard it Kalimocho, but
okay.
Teach yeah. down.
So I'm giving this a 1 for cheer only because I feel like it's a drink that I like as well, Winston, and it reminds me of like summertime because I enjoy drinking it in the summer.
In the favela, hanging out, rocking drinks.
Kalimocho.
Yeah, Kalimocho. Guys, you guys don't know that song?
Nope. No.
This is the first time I've heard the word Kalimocho.
Yeah,
me too.
Was there a cereal commercial for Kalimocho?
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what it was. Yeah.
This is the song that...
It's Kalimocho.
Yeah.
This is the song that they sing at the evangelical gatherings that Winston coordinates.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's the morning song. There's also an evening song as well.
3 for flavor because I am a fan of the drink and I think it's very good and I think all of the additions, the mold quality, the Coke, the added stuff is all really working for me. And also a 4 on discretion because Jeremma. And because I just love you guys both and I'm proud of all the drinks you've made and everyone's great.
So I have the final scores. Do we want to make any judging alterations prior to then? I can then say the scores pre-alteration and post-alteration.
So people have a chance to make alterations right now.
Right.
But you won't tell them where we're at currently.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough.
I mean,
who wants to make a change?
People
anybody
at home.
Want to change anything?
I have just one.
Okay.
So I scored 3 drinks perfectly. Mm-hmm. The Kalimocha, the cold cider, and the butter beer, or the hot butter beer. Upon the second 2 of those 3, the butter beer is no longer perfect in my mind.
Oh, wow.
As great as it was, I like the other ones so much more
so
that
that's
I can't.
How much are you shaving off of, let's say, discretion?
I'm taking 1 point away from discretion. So it's going from a 10 to a 9.
Okay.
It's still one of my favorite drinks today, but I can't say it's perfect anymore.
Okay.
I also am going to dock a point on the butter beer.
Oh, shit.
For flavor because of a sort of similar reason and because I realized, like, in sipping it, I thought it was delightful, but I only had like 2 sips and I was like, I can't with this anymore.
I'm still drinking it.
So momentum's moving a certain way. If other people want to hop on that momentum.
I feel confident in all my original choices, which is why I judged harshly from the start.
The toughest judge.
Yeah, I feel pretty confident in my scores too. I agree on the butter beer, but I gave a pretty low discretion score on that, so I think it evens out. I gave a 3 on flavor. I think I would move one.
You gave a 1 on discretion.
Yeah, I would probably move like a 2 on flavor and a 2 on discretion. So it would even out the same.
Okay.
Yeah. Is there like a favorite drink shout out bonus point?
Sure, we can do that. You guys can just, you should we do that? You want to give everyone 1 point to favorite drink?
That will change the winner potentially.
Do you want to? Only you know what might happen right now.
Do you want to, Winston?
I'm fine with it.
Okay, I'm going to say the winners across the board, but might. Yeah, let's do it.
Wow. He doesn't want to do it.
There can be both. There can be before audience favorite and after.
Yeah. Let's do it. I want to see what happens. Okay.
Who's got? All right, guys. You're just listing your favorite drink of the day.
I mean, my favorite was the Not Dr. Pepper. I'm still drinking it. I love it.
All right.
My favorite is the apple cider sangria. I'm still drinking it, and I love it.
My favorite was the apple cider sangria. I had 2 glasses very quickly. Super good.
And mine's the toddy, unfortunately, Winston.
It's all right, man. It's all right, man. Denzel's Titans will get through.
Denzel's Titans. I like to think you say that to yourself every night.
That's my evening prayers.
Morning
is this full point or half point?
Huh?
Is this full
what?
Point?
What
we just did, was that a full point?
I was going to say, man, you're a full point. Why are you? Yeah, what?
Yeah.
You never heard
that.
The word half point didn't come up until you said, is this a half point?
Nobody said half point.
I'm surprised. I thought people were going to like the chalada.
Calimocha was really good.
I think the cider is super drinkable.
Is the thing. Yeah.
I think you could drink like too much of that pretty fast.
Yeah.
So David.
So prior to alterations,
yeah.
Ooh.
I was up 132 to 129.
Wow. Oh,
prior to judges alterations, I was up 130 to 129.
Wait, what?
Wait,
prior to the alterations.
Oh, after the alterations, excuse me. It was 130 to 129. With favorite drink, Winston is up 132 to 131.
Wait, what did you just say? Prior to alterations, I was 1 behind you, right?
So, you were 3 behind me.
Okay,
then I got 2 points reduced, and you went 3 for 1 with favorite drink.
Interesting.
How about favorite host? Go around. Let's go.
Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas with 4 points.
Which probably should be half points because he's a half host.
No,
to me, pushing it up to 133.
Dallas, who do you want your points to go to? And he might choose me. No. All right, so what are we at, man?
So it's after favorite drink, added.
You brought it up. I didn't do this.
I brought it up. I feel really bad, but I'm loving the drama.
I think it's fun.
Any other additional?
I only wanted to shout it out. Yeah. I didn't mean for a point to be attached until Winston said it.
Because I don't know. I think you should get a point if you have the favorite drink.
The favorite drink.
That's best in show, baby.
Yes.
So, take home that
blue.
What are we at? So what are we at?
It would be 132 to 131 Winston.
That is, what a match,
guys. Yeah, wildly close.
Everyone showed up.
Those goddamn Titans, they just keep scrapping along.
Yeah. And I would say to
that
both of you
that was a real
guys,
Titan move. Yeah. You were from behind and you came back up.
California threw a touchdown. it was great.
And where do we score the McDonald's or...
the table fries.
Yeah, table fries.
McDonald's gets 100 out of 100.
Still loving it.
So this has been the Winter Slam
Down. Sorry, David. Are
it's
you okay?
Fine.
Oh, my God.
Right? Whoa, I pushed for alterations. Then it was 130 to 129. Favorite drink comes along. I'm like, I might as well win this all out. And then with that 3-1 shift, that's when Winston takes it. So I had 2 opportunities where I was sitting here keeping
you
score.
You could have just been like, that's it. Those are the scores.
And I was like, no, let's play the game. And in playing the game, lost the slam down.
Wow.
But you made you won the did you make Winston upset game.
Which was that drink.
What I said
upset.
I wanted to do anyways.
But also now that moral victory's not feeling so great.
No, it feels really good.
And then like, do you guys have like a favorite judge or like points to us?
We want to play the game.
favorite judge goes to scores. Tim, because he's the only one who gave me a favorite drink.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Wow. You're like, no, thank you. I don't like that.
So that's it. That's the slam down, guys.
Is there anything that we can shout out for any of you?
Is there anything you
Instagram
want?
Instagram handles,
to?
Things coming up in December and onward into 2020. Mm-hmm.
When does this episode come out?
Early-ish December.
Yeah, early-ish December.
Cool. Well, you can follow me at LTB Comedy on Twitter and Instagram, and I host a monthly show in Los Angeles called Cursed by the Moon, and it's next one's December 11th. Comedy.
I'm at Rachel Retha everywhere. That's R-E-T-H-A. It's a long E, Rachel Retha. And we have our show that we host twice a month at the Copper Still.
I'm not at that one. I was like, yep, our show.
Oh, no, we also have a monthly show at the PAC.
December 5th, if this has a... if you missed it, then next month, the first
the
Thursday.
The Winston Carter Murder Follies. Mm-hmm. And I also host a show at the Clubhouse twice a month with Carol's Pool House.
Mm-hmm. What's the name of that show?
It's called Carol's Pool House Lost and Found.
Oh, I love that show.
It's a great show.
I think I've been there when you posted. Mm-hmm. That's a great show. That's a great show.
My Instagram handle is at Tim Harold.
You're a good follow.
Yeah. If you're looking for good cat content.
Oh my God. Ooh. Cutest cat. Cutest cat.
Yeah. Follow me. Tim.
Very good cat.
H-E-R-R-O-L-D.
There you go.
Other than that, I don't really do much, so.
You do plenty.
Yeah.
You do just enough.
Colin? No.
My favorite judge. Colin?
If you guys want to check out my podcast, Same Day Shipping, it's a podcast about the real love of fake relationships. Mm-hmm. We ship all pop culture across the board.
I love that idea.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And you have like a Riverdale reference in there.
Oh, yeah. We're huge Riverdale people.
What?
We talk about everything.
I'm sorry, Riverdale's like my favorite TV show. So
oh my God,
let's
dude.
Talk about me being on your podcast later.
We can talk about
I love
it,
this.
Sure.
The holidays really bring people together.
But if anyone wants to be on the podcast in a way, you can tweet real life or fictional relationship problems that you have to the show. And our handle is at Shipple Dips. That's Shipple like nipple and dips like nips. And then also ShippleDipsShow@gmail.com. We take questions there. And then the Instagram handle is the same, Shipple Dips.
Cool.
Fantastic. Cool. Well, thank you all so much for being our lovely judges.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for joining us.
I'm so drunk.
It's been a real... Man, it's what a year, guys. I mean, like... We all met up, and then life happened, you know?
Is this the drunk uncle coming out? What the fuck is going on?
You should invest in those Tesla cars. Can you get one of those?
As always, you can find us at Try It Like a Pot all over the internet. It's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, maybe Snapchat.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, TikTok.
Maybe the TikTok. No challenges this week.
No. Challenges are... Have a good week, man.
Yeah, you. Oh, because I'm gonna need it because of the suffering at the hand of the losing the favorite drink round of the winter slam down.
I mean, you said it, so
yeah,
sure.
This has been our 99th episode. Come back next week for number 100.
100.
As always, thank y'all for listening and have a good one.
Hey Club Scouts, it's Michael.
And Bryce.
And Riley.
From Bigfoot Collectors Club.
And guess what? We're doing our first live show in Los Angeles in just a few weeks. That's right, everybody. We're so excited for Bryce's new show, Expedition Bigfoot, on the Travel Channel, that we're going to have a viewing party at the Bigfoot Lodge in Atwater Village.
Could you pick a better place?
You could not.
Guys, we couldn't. So, Monday, December 9th, from 7 to 9 p.m., we're going to be showing the first episode.
That's right, of Expedition Bigfoot.
And then we're going to talk to Bryce and a special guest. After the show, we're going to record it all live for you, the audience, and guys, what's the best part about this whole night?
You get to come meet us, and it's free.
It's free, guys, it's free. So join us Monday, December 9th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Bigfoot Lodge for our Expedition Bigfoot viewing party and live podcast recording. It's going to be big.
But.